COVID-19 is impacting everyone in a big way. Ellis County Emergency Services and Health Department Director Jason Kennedy stops by to talk about what's going on here in Ellis County on this episode of the Post Podcast. Want to start with something just kind of real simple here. We've seen schools canceled, events canceled, everything's getting shut down. The CDC yesterday was talking about, I don't know if they've ordered it yet, but basically anything that has more than 50 people coming together, they're saying, cancel it, don't go. So my question here is this response warranted? Are we doing the right thing here?
Yeah, obviously there has been a significant change to what we view as normal in this country. I think the majority of the reaction has been just to protect the general public. For school closures specifically, the governor did come out last night around 6 o'clock, and she actually recommended that all schools be closed for this week. And then the subsequent week for us, obviously, is spring break. So that allows 2 weeks really for KDHE, the CDC, the Kansas Board of Education, everybody really to get on the same page so that we can move forward in a safe manner. As far as the CDC, they've come out with recommendations yesterday, really limiting public gatherings to more than 50 people. And that right now is a recommendation. Really, the intent of that is the social distancing piece that everybody's really seen, which is that 6 feet for more than 10 minutes. Public gatherings lead to a little bit of a issue with epidemiology and tracking, basically. So the intent of that is if you're in a large public gathering space with a bunch of people, it's really hard to trace down if there is an origin. So that social distancing piece is really, really the important piece that we're looking at right now.
Very good. So, I mean, and maybe this kind of will just feed into the next question I was wanting to hit on was, what do we know about this thing so far? But really, the kind of common thread I hear from people that say that this is a major overreaction is this is just like the flu. We really don't have anything to worry about. Most people will recover. And that's true, right? Most people that get this will recover. But what's the concern? Why is this one so much, or at least seems like the response to this one is so much larger than diseases that we've seen in the past, even other coronaviruses?
Yeah, correct. The importance is that, yes, most people will recover just fine. However, the at-risk population is still of concern, which is older adults or people who have severe underlying medical conditions. Liver, heart disease, lung disease, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, things like that. So with this disease, the unknown is the problem. And what we know about it is honestly very little. It's a new emerging virus that we're not sure how it's going to react or what it's going to do. So at the end of the day, everyone is just doing what they can to protect the population. We want to make sure that we limit the spread of this and that we're able to care for those that might become ill. And then we also have to remember that there are people in this country that are ill and hospitalized even without the coronavirus. So we have to be able to care for those people as well.
Perfect. Well, and that leads into the next thing. You're nailing this right where I exactly wanted to go. Peak shaving, because I've seen a lot about that on social media. What is that? Because that's how the medical services respond to the outbreaks, right?
So the intent of that is basically to limit. There's basically a certain capacity of our healthcare, and that capacity is different from community to community, depending on your population, your chronically ill population, all those type of things. But the capacity, peak capacity of your healthcare system, is what they want to try and keep the peak of the virus outbreak below. So they're looking at social distancing measures, and just generally good hygiene is what they're trying to do, which includes washing your hands, not touching your face, making sure that you're staying, trying to limit exposure with people in large groups, and just general cleanliness, disinfecting surfaces and all that kind of stuff. And basically what they're trying to do is to blunt that curve so you don't see such a sharp peak in your exposures and your infected population that actually overwhelms the healthcare system. We are fortunate in this community to have an amazing healthcare system. We have, a fairly good capacity. And we have a healthcare system that really has been working together since the start of this. Clear back in January, right after the first recognition, we actually got together as a healthcare community and started addressing this. we've all done our part at this point to try and make sure that we can serve the community and protect the community at the best of our ability.
Very good. And I think, I don't know anybody that would disagree with that. The medical system here in Ellis County is just amazing. Just a couple more questions for you. I know you got to go. You've got a meeting and you don't have a lot of time here, but we've seen a lot of posts on social media that people maybe think they've already had this and gotten over it. I mean, is that possible?
You know, I think everything's really, we were so early into this that we're not sure what is possible of this. But the real key piece right now is that we need to do our part to protect ourselves, and we need to do what we can to protect those around us. So that social distancing piece, making sure that we focus on good hygiene, including washing your hands, not touching your face, disinfecting, all of those things. And at the end of the day, if you feel that you have been exposed to COVID-19, if you feel like you have been around someone who is positively diagnosed with COVID-19, and you develop symptoms, including a fever, cough, or difficulty breathing, you should call your primary care physician. Don't just go into the clinic on the blind. Make sure you call your primary care physician. Work with that primary care physician to see if testing is warranted or to see if further self-isolation is actually what you need to do at this time. Now, if you are having a serious medical condition that is that warrants an emergency trip, obviously all rules still apply, 911, emergency room. But if you feel that you have just been exposed and you're starting to exhibit some of those minor symptoms with the fever, cough, shortness of breath, call your primary care physician first and see what we need to do to get testing.
Excellent. Just one last question real quick. Do we have here in Ellis County the testing supplies needed if this thing does in fact end up here?
Yes, we do. We, like I said, the healthcare community has really got together and done what we can to make sure that we have things in place, processes in place, and guidelines in place to do that. Yes, we do have testing in this, or the ability to test in this community. Make sure you work with your primary care physician to see if you meet the criteria for that testing.
Excellent news. Well, I know you got a jet, but is there anything else you want people to know before you go?
I think that's it. Really, the key is the social distancing piece. Make sure that you are doing your part. And if you feel sick, do not go out into the community. Isolate yourself at home, work with your primary care physician, but these are just good general hygiene practices that we should all be doing. Wash your hands, disinfect surfaces. You know, if you're sick, avoid other people and making sure that you're doing what you can to protect yourself and others.
Very good. Jason, I really do appreciate you coming in, taking a little bit of time that you have to talk to us about this, and stay safe out there, okay?
No problem. And make sure everybody reaches out, kdhekS.gov and the cdc.gov. Make sure that you're getting the good information and make sure that you're educating yourself about this.